I'd like to introduce Dr. Robert C. Beck, good friend of ours, and I'm especially proud of Bob this year because he's been nominated for the Nobel Prize for his work in medicine. Here he is, Bob Beck.
Yeah, it's true. When I heard it, I said there's no possible chance that I'll get it because I'm not a team player. But Ronaldo from a clinic in Mexico said I had been nominated for the Nobel Prize in Medicine for this year. And I thought that was kind of an honor. It's the first time I've gotten any recognition. Now, all statements to be made by this speaker are his alone. They're not to be reflected on Global Sciences, the institution, or anyone we know. I'm expressing this as my opinion. I'm expressing it as theoretical, although we have abundant proof. I'm saying this information is given for your education and informational purposes only. I cannot make any medical claims, although we have hundreds of spontaneous remissions now. We have proof of this. Everything I say and show is copyrighted C-1997 by Robert C. Beck. I do this because people have taken my tapes, re-edited them, put them out in meanings which I did not intend. I do this for my own protection. I have been chased around by process servers. I've had people come to my door at 3 o'clock in the morning with drawn guns. I've had the FDA attack me, as many of you who know me know, because what we are doing is working. When I talked to you several years ago, a lot of this information was just in its formative stage, speculative. We had no proof. Today, when I stand before you, we have dozens of PCR tests which we will show with the names to people at the workshop if you have a medical license. The reasons I'm under legal restraints to not show these to others, these are all laboratory tests from major clinics in California. You'll recognize the laboratory when you see it, which are from former AIDS patients who had blood counts of HIV under polymerase chain reaction tests of 400,000 to 1.2 million per cubic millimeter of blood. And these people, this one, went from 412,472 to zero in 3 weeks with absolutely no pharmaceuticals, no drugs, no AZT, no DDI, no combination cocktails that cost $20,000 to $60,000 a year. And once they're on this, if they stop, they will surely die, because the combination cocktails of chemicals have made the viruses in their blood so virulent that they will attack and kill that person if he discontinues the medication. The system I'm going to teach you today and in the workshop costs $1.32 to cure HIV, Epstein-Barr, hepatitis, herpes, and even cancer. This was one of the biggest surprises I've ever had in my life. I originally attacked this problem because we have a pandemic, we have an epidemic situation in this country which will catch up with practically all of us in the next generation or two. But a cure was reinvented at Albert Einstein College of Medicine, New York City, in 1990, when they found accidentally that a small amount of electricity, a few electrons, 50 microamperes, run through the blood will absolutely eliminate all viruses, parasites, fungi, germs, microbes, bacteria in the blood. I saw a small notice of this in the 1990 copy of Science News, and then there was a total blackout on this information. Now, this attracted my undivided attention. Ed Evans, who passed away last year, and I ran 32,000 searches through the computer networks, CompuServe, etc., that was available at the time, and not one mention of this technology was found. But an amazing thing had happened. The doctors, the MDs, at Albert Einstein College had secretly gotten a patent. How can you secretly get a patent on anything? This is a US government document in which, in English, they claim, in this US government document that required a lot of their own documentation before the examiners would give it to them, that this system eliminates all bacterias, microbes, viruses, fungus, and parasites in the blood. Isn't that what we're trying to do to restore our immune systems? And this is, in case of the people who are listening to the tape, you'll see this in the workshop, is US patent number 5188738. But they wanted to keep control of this. They wanted to make the money. So what did they do? They patented a system. The drawings here show the blood being taken from one arm, run through a little plastic pipe, passed to electrodes, carrying the electricity back into the other arm. It also shows little devices which are implanted in your arm. They cut into your arm, cut into the ulnar vein, artery, put a little electrode chamber with a little baby lithium battery, and they run the blood through this for about a month till the battery runs down. Then they cut it out of that arm, sew the arm up again, put it in your groin, then put it in a new one and a new one. And this is going to cost you about $60,000. Now, what should this cost you? $1.32. And I'm giving this to you. I am not making a nickel on this. I have absolutely nothing for sale. We do have a couple of honest vendors here. Thank you. I do not take a nickel royalty on this. I have never charged a person a nickel for healing him. If I did, I'd be in jail now. I'm not a doctor. But you can do this for yourself. My message to you today is very, very simple. Take back your power. You can do it. 5 years of research has finally gotten the right elements together. I have built dozens of different types of identical copies of electronic healing machines from the past. I'm sure you're familiar with the names of these. So is Ed Skilling. Ed, are you here today? Hey, good boy. And these things work to a degree, maybe 4 or 5% of the time, maybe 50%. The system which we're disclosing works 100% of the time, unless you have a death wish and somehow choose to defeat the healer, and we don't know how to deal with this. But if you will do what you're told in the paper, 4 things which you can do yourself, you have nothing to buy from anyone unless you're lazy, stupid, tend to procrastinate, would rather put it off, are totally electronically impaired and don't know which end of the soldering iron to hold. Use it on yourself, use it on your friends. Don't tell the doctors, don't tell the FDA, because all the doctors I have told about this so far have opposed me. They have tried to get rid of me. Why? Because a medical patient cured is a customer lost. And this gives you the power to heal yourselves. We have the clinical proof, which you will see. Examine with your own eyes. None of this is counterfeit. None of it has been altered in any way. But it has come The information has been in public domain for 107 years. Up until last year, we felt that Albert Einstein College of Medicine, New York City, Dr. Kaali, K-A-A-L-I, and his colleagues had discovered this principle. In searching the patents, dozens of these patents indicate that this knowledge has been available in Germany, England, Brussels, France, the United States for many years, and you haven't been told about it. But we have put it together now so you can use it with no side effects. And you know what happened to me when these tests proved that this had actually worked, that they couldn't ridicule me? I have been called in by the board of directors of one of the largest hospitals in Southern California, confronted at a table about as long as from here to the wall with the officials of that hospital, said, Dr. Beck, you have to lie. You have to tell people that this doesn't work. Why? Because it exceeded their fondest expectations and their business was at stake, their stockholders. Did you know that the mobs own about 51% of the pharmaceutical houses in this country? They're playing both sides of the fence, Bolivia, cocaine, and, well, I won't mention the names of the companies that are owned by them. They don't want that income to dissolve. They don't want these $375,000 patients with insurance to cure themselves. How many of you were here when the 80-year-old lawyer came up front a couple of meetings back and said, Bob, I was given up for dead. My cancer had metastasized. I was sent home to die, write my will, get my house in order. I heard about your technology. I sent my son down to Radio Shack. He bought the parts for $39, put the device together. I walked into that hospital 3 weeks later, clean biopsies, they were stunned. I am back at my job 14 hours a day to catch up for all the waste time. I was in intensive care. I'm jogging 2 miles a day. How many of you heard this? You were there when this man came up and took the microphone. Hundreds of people have come forward now. Bob, I was a dying AIDS patient. It took two attendants to lift me onto the potty. I'm back at work. I have no symptoms. Now we have the clinical proof of this. We have broken it down into four synergistic things. Those four things are, number one, put this small current into your blood. The second item in these cures, now I shouldn't use this word, let's reframe that as spontaneous remission. When you put a pulsed, P-U-L-S-E-D, time-varying magnetic field into human tissue, and you're not a mummy in a sarcophagus in Egypt, if you have any liquid in your body, you're still alive, that is a conductor. When you have a time-varying field, never a permanent magnet, when you put that time-varying field into your tissue, Faraday's laws indicate that you've got a back EMF, electromotive force. That is what makes a dynamo work, a magneto, an alternator in your car. When your car is sitting there and the armature isn't turning, no voltage is going into your battery. The minute that car starts to move, that alternator on your belt rotates, a voltage is generated. That voltage is eliminating, neutralizing any of the things that are in your blood which weren't there the minute you were born. And all you have done is run a small amount of electricity through your body by not cutting into your arm and planting electrodes, not taking the blood out of your body, running it past a couple of electrodes like many of these patents show, but doing it in your live body where it belongs, leave the blood, overcome the necessity for all of this surgery. The doctors are going to try their best to keep control of this. There are no side effects. This kills nothing. It just sterilizes them so they cannot reproduce. Your body then has to, with detoxification, throw this off through your liver, your kidneys, your skin, your feces, your urine. The third thing that you need is silver colloid. If you buy it, you're foolish. You can make it a far better quality silver colloid for pennies than you can possibly buy for $90 in a half quart bottle. Make your own and take it. People have come to me this weekend and said, look, I raise ferrets. I've got the healthiest ferrets in town. They don't get diseased. The other people in the ferret society, they're illegal here in Colorado. Ferrets are illegal in California. They're little animals. We have people that have come to me, a science teacher, Jeff from Oklahoma City, came up to me in the bar last night and said, Bob, we divided a science class into 15 control, 15 group. We let one group put 1 foot in silver colloid. All of these people had deadly athlete's foot. When that foot was cured and they took it home and showed their parents and their other foot wasn't, we let them put both feet in the water. Now the parents are using it. The mother got this from the kid and had tried every medical prescription known for athlete's foot. The colloid did it in a short time. You hear, Jeff? Is that sort of correct?
That's correct, absolutely.
And the fourth thing is drink ozonized water. We've had some problems with detoxification. That's called Herxheimer's syndrome. When your body starts throwing off toxins at an incredible rate, which it most certainly will using these three technologies, you're going to break out in rashes, your skin is going to itch intolerably, you're going to get welts, sores. What happens when you drink oxygen and water? Ozone. The nascent form of oxygen, O3, will dissolve in the water. When the water reaches your body temperature, it will give up to O2. This oxygen will go into every cell in your body. We've had Alzheimer's patients regain their memory when their brains were oxygenated. We have a meter that cost me $2,700, a NELCOR, N-E-L-L-C-O-R, blood hemoglobin, oxygen content meter that they use in hospitals before the anesthetist gives you too much anesthetic. We take one of these things to breakfast. The people run 93 to 95, some run 96% oxygen. After they've had a glass of water, which has been ozonated, in 2.5 to 3 minutes, we put this meter on their finger again. Their blood oxygen now shows 100%. I doubt if there is one person in this room who's not been taking oxygen, sitting in a hyperbaric chamber, or been in Tokyo at an oxygen bar, who's showing 100%, but you will every time when you drink ozonized water. And when that oxygen gets into your system, instead of your kidneys and liver being overloaded with toxins, the oxygen oxidizes rapidly any toxic substance in your blood. Like Rachel Carson pointed out in Silent Spring, many women giving birth to their first child are not permitted to nurse that child because there is so much DDT in their fatty tissue that they would poison the baby. And DDT has been outlawed in the United States for 26 years. You are carrying those toxins. How do we get them out? Drink oxygenated water. That is cheap. Cheap, cheap, cheap. All of these are do-it-yourself projects. So the four things that we'll describe, show you in detail how to use, show you where to put the electrode, show you how to do it, what to do, when to do it, are blood electrification, the electrons get rid of the aliens in the blood, 2, the magnetic pulsing, which gets it out of your lymph, your kidneys, your liver, your stomach muscles, your adenoids, where you can reinfect yourself with these viruses in 3 to 5 years, and we'll have a recurrence. This gets rid of all of this with the magnetic pulsers. 4 silver colloids, which if you take just that, you'll get immensely better. And it won't cost you but a 2 cents a gallon. Don't buy it, make it. You put 2 little silver wires in a glass of water, connect it to a battery, and all of these units, these good units, make colloid. And 3, which will be ready any minute now, and I think Mike has one down at his table, drink oxygenated water to burn those things off before you start itching, crawling, showing rashes, breaking out, your skin starts flaking when you're detoxing.
Okay. Bob, you mentioned that you were using the blood machine on the HIV patients.
Yes.
Did you also use the magnetic pulse generator on
yes, that? Yes, we use all 4 things. Colloid, okay. Magnetic pulse, blood cleaning, and ozone.
All right, and thank you for your work.
Thank you very much, Wally. We have a celebrity with us today, and he knows the value of this.
Bob, have you had any experience with Parkinson's disease?
No, I don't think it'll work with Parkinson's.
Okay, that's all I know.
Thank you.
Okay, and so it's all right to go ahead and make the ozonated water, but not...
The ozonated water, as long as you don't breathe the ozone, is definitely healthful and beneficial.
Okay,
and... If you breathe ozone, it is definitely unhealthful.
Okay, and what about O4 or 5 and up machines?
I've heard these things, but we can't get any proof of it. I believe they exist. IBM did a big study on what effect these were having on the selenium drums. I've been privy to that information. They do exist, but their half-life might be in microseconds. So what's it going to do for you? God bless you. You've been a wonderful audience, and thank you for asking me.
Okay, thank you, Bob.
That was Dr. Robert C. Beck.